from Bass Hole Studios in Hollywood, California.
Yo, what time is it?
You're listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. We've all been one.
He's an asshole.
So let's laugh about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
Hey, what's up, Bass Holes? Welcome to the Bass Hole Show podcast. I'm Doug Bass. Thanks for joining us as always. We got a fun show today. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube. That's the full video experiences there. We're on Spotify for the full podcast audio experience. There's also video on there, too. And subscribe, tell your friends, do all that good stuff. Great show today. Comedian Evan Sanford is here. Rob DeRoche is in the studio. We're going to be talking about Oscars. That was last night here in L.A. We're going to talk about Evan's asshole stories, adventures, all kinds of good stuff coming up here on the Bass Hole Podcast. Let's get into it. Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, man. Rachel, you look rough. You look rough. You don't look as hot as you usually do.
The Phoenix sun hasn't been kind to my skin.
Yes, and your voice changed.
Yes,
Tits, Evan, though, still
Evan
the
same
is
size. Sitting in for Rachel today. Yeah, Rachel cannot make it today. I don't know. She's in Phoenix, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, she couldn't make it today. She's making, in another city.
She's making meatballs on Instagram. I saw that. Yeah.
She's a housewife,
that's,
domesticated.
That's more important than this, I guess.
Oh,
dinner by five.
Hey, you know what? We're going to still, come on. This is what we'd be doing if she was here, right?
Yeah, if she was here, yeah.
Give her shit.
You're making meatballs right now? Like,
exactly.
Instead of being on the Bass Hole Podcast?
Right, exactly.
She's living life.
She's living life. Good for her. Yeah. She'll be back at some point. Maybe. Evan Sanford is here. Evan is a comedian. He runs a show over at the Hollywood Comedy. The Big and Hairy Show. That's it, right? Right. Yeah. How long have you been doing that now?
Coming up on 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Almost,
yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
I've done it a couple times. It's a fun room. Yeah.
Do you have to be big and hairy? But you did it. You're hairy. But
I'm hairy.
You're getting big.
I'm getting big. Yeah, thanks for us. No.
I'm big and hairy. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm hairy, definitely. Big, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I made him wear a merkin for it.
Oh, beautiful.
If I lose weight, does that make me, I can't do it anymore?
Yeah, you can't do the show anymore. You're skinny and hairy. You can't be the, you can't do that.
Right, exactly. We are having Guinness today. This is one of Evan's favorite beer, I would say.
Yeah, are you Irish?
No, alcoholic.
Just alcoholic.
Just alcoholic. All right, this is what he orders.
Yeah. 100%.
I was like, let's go get some Guinness for Evan.
Well, we got a St. Patrick's Day coming up.
It is coming up. Yeah. I think I'm going to make the corned beef and cabbage this year.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, I usually do that every year. Are you a fan of that?
Yeah.
Fan of St. Patrick's dish?
Are you really a fan of it, though?
I like it.
I mean, the corned beef is fine. The cabbage?
Okay, let me...
It's just part of it. Yeah. I mean,
cabbage can go.
It's there.
Like, why even put that there? Like, throw it away.
You do the corned beef with some carrots and the potatoes.
Carrots? What are we eating? Like, vegetables?
You put it in a slow cooker. You put some Guinness in it. You know, it just adds to the flavor of everything, really.
I mean, fucks with the carrots and the potatoes, but the cabbage can go fuck itself.
You can eat the cabbage, like, if you want.
It's one of those.
I don't know.
I'm not a poor Eastern European. I don't
want to
eat.
You know what?
Cabbage.
They're like, we
I'm
want you American. To have your green vegetables while you eat the rest.
While
of
you're
shit.
Drinking beer,
yeah.
And
exactly. sandwiches. It's their way of saying, hey, this is healthy.
I don't think it's healthy at all.
It's not. But they put green next to it. So
what else
be like,
do they serve on St. Patrick's?
Irish soda bread, I guess.
Yeah, soda bread.
Bangers and mash or no? Is that
imperialistic shit, dude?
That's British.
That's British.
Yeah. So Evan has lived all over the world, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
So, this is interesting. So where are you from originally, though?
I'm originally from Bakersfield, California.
That's what I thought. You have family. You go there.
Oh, yeah. I go there all the time. Yeah.
You never hear that. A world-renowned traveler.
From Bakersfield.
From Bakersfield, I am not normal.
you lived in Italy. Where else have you lived?
I've lived in Italy. I've lived in Vienna. I've lived in Barcelona twice. Mm-hmm. I lived in India.
Wow. All right. All right. So all over.
Boston, how long did you live in each place? Like a year or 2 years?
Italy, I lived for 8 years.
Wow.
Barcelona, I lived for 2 years. Vienna, a little over half a year. India, a little over half a year. And so, then so I would go to Southeast Asia.
So what made you, so you're living in, grew up in Bakersfield, yeah. And then all of a sudden you're like, I'm going over. Where's the first place you go to? Italy?
I studied abroad in Italy.
Italy, all right.
Are, so you, are you a CIA implant? Is that where you are? Because like, what I were you doing in these places?
Yeah, yeah. So do you go over there?
Spreading freedom.
You go over there to study, you go to college over there?
Yeah, I studied abroad, in Florence and Italy.
All right, cool. That's pretty cool. Not many people do that, I feel like, from the States.
So especially from Bakersfield.
Especially from Bakersfield.
People from Bakersfield don't go to college, so,
What did you study?
I put Bakersfield in my ways, and it says why. Like, why do you want to go there?
Why? Right?
It says, like, I think I've only driven through there.
You want
on
drugs?
The way to Vegas,
or, yeah. This is on the way to Vegas,
that's,
right?
That's, no, that's Barstow.
That's Barstow.
I don't know if I've
Bakersfield
been to
Bakersfield. Is, on the way to, I performed in Bakersfield quite a few times, though. Yeah,
like, it's a fun, oh, it's a fun place to do comedy.
Yeah?
Yeah,
because they are belligerently drunk in there to laugh.
Right, right.
And you can make fun of anything there.
That's great.
You can make fun of Bakersfield.
You can make fun of Bakersfield.
No one takes any pride in Bakersfield. There's no, like, hey, man, don't talk shit about Bakersfield. It's like, yeah.
How far is that?
Actually, they will. Don't do that. You might get stabbed.
Really?
Yeah.
There's gangs out there, right? There's gangs.
There's so many gangs.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
It's so much harder than L.A. Like, yeah, L.A., like everyone's like, oh, like, I lived in downtown L.A. I was like, I am more afraid in Bakersfield.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's interesting.
100%.
So it's hard to get out of Bakersfield, but you escaped Bakersfield. Yeah. Went to college. What did you study in university?
I'm a nerd. I got 4 degrees.
4 degrees?
Yeah. History, political science, sociology, and international relations.
Wow, that's awesome. And where'd you go to school in Italy? What was
the Florence. FUA. Florence University of the
Florence
Arts.
Florence University of the Arts. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, so you go to school in Italy. You live there.
This is your reaction. That's cool.
It is cool. I mean, what do you want me to do?
No, you want to get
up and do a dance? What do you want me to do?
I don't know.
Italian fucking... Hey, that's fucking cool.
Hey, it's a beautiful. It's a nice.
So you live over there. How long does it take you to get all these degrees?
4 years.
4 years. All right. 4 years to get all the degrees. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty quick turnaround.
You could, huh? At the school I went to, you could, like, challenge courses.
Yeah.
So you could basically say, like, I don't need to take this class. And they would say, if you can pass the final, then then you get the credit for that class.
That's it.
That's like a game show. They should do a game show on that.
There are some
schools that do it here.
There are? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's, it's not every school, but you can, like, challenge a course.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of people.
That's beautiful.
But you have to be a super, like, it's like you have to be like, yeah, I'm going to ace this fucking
final. You're a very smart individual.
I'm the dumbest person I know.
You really are?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm stupid.
You got 4 degrees.
That means nothing. Have you met people from NYU?
I mean, yeah, I have.
Yeah, have you met people from Harvard or Yale? They're working in Congress right now.
I know a couple
people
that went to Harvard. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so you get your degree there, and then you stay in Italy for a couple of years after that?
Well, I went to India.
India. How was it living in India?
I heard that's awful. Maybe not.
That's one place I really have no interest in visiting.
Give us a breakdown. I fucking love with, like, first, I mean, it is a bit of a real hard culture shock for Americans.
Right.
Just the way life is there. But, like, I'm also Mexican. Again, I know I don't look at white widow.
That's me too.
Yeah. But, like,
I'm not Mexican, but yeah, I get it.
I went to Mexico as a kid, so it wasn't as hard of a, you know.
But what is the big, because, like, look, I watched 90 Day Fiancé. That's my research. That's what I do.
That's Rob's obsessed with that show. Yeah.
I'm not. It's me and my girl. We watched that. But
he's telling me to go on it. Like a
fool. You should go on it. But
get yourself a Romanian girl.
Yeah, there you go. Cefacha.
Brava.
All right, so India.
India.
What do you say?
What
city are you living in there?
I was volunteering for a nonprofit. So I stayed in Delhi for like 3 weeks for like an orientation.
Yeah.
Is there a smell? Like, this is what I'm saying. Exactly. See, this is what I'm
saying. No. Wait. The smell?
Like Indian food smell?
No, wait. It hits you. As soon as they open the airplane door,
really?
Like, as soon as the doors opened on the airplane in Delhi, it rushes into the
what
into the airline.
What does it smell like? Describe it.
An Indian restaurant with more.
That's what
poop,
I'm saying.
With more, like, poop, with like a little poop. More poop.
Like curry,
no.
curry
no.
and poop. Like curry and poop.
Curry and poop.
Yeah.
Curry and. Poop.
And then it's hot because it's humid as fuck.
And I've never been there, and
it's
I knew
so
that.
It's so humid. It's like, I mean, I used to spend like my summers in Southeast Asia, and Mexico super humid.
Yeah.
India. So I looked like I was out, like I jumped out of the pool.
So it's worse. Like, I went to Mexico in the off season, and it was like so hot and gross. Yeah. And I was like,
whereabouts?
I went to Sayulita.
Okay.
So it was
Sayulita.
Not Sayulita. Sayulita.
Yeah.
It was so hot when we went because it was off season.
It's like a night or eat or Michoacan.
Yeah, I was so uncomfortable because it was like the off season. It was cheap, and I was like, "This is gross." Like we had to like. You know, the hotel didn't have air conditioning, and I was like, oh my God, this is horrible.
Oh, was that bad?
It was bad.
No, exactly. We had
to check out from the place, the Airbnb we got with no air conditioning, to a hotel up the street that had air conditioning just for 2 days. It's funny to me. We had two hotels at the time because we were just hot.
I've never been to India, but I know people that went to India, and that's the first thing that they tell me is how smell. So like it's like I'm not a world traveler, but I do know like that. So what was that like, especially with females too? Like because I watched.
What do you mean with female?
No, not hooking up. I'm saying like females are treated differently there.
Oh yeah.
In 90 Day Fiancé, there'll be a girl that shows up and be like, she's Americanized. She's like, oh my God, I can't go here, I can't go there. She's like mad at society. And everybody there, but please explain.
No, absolutely. Like, let's play this. I encourage everyone to go to India. I think it is
really
amazing experience. I think it's a beautiful country filled with beautiful people. If you are a Western female, absolutely do not go by yourself, though.
Right. I hear it's like there's like very dangerous.
Well, it's so I went there with my lady at the time, and like I got into a physical fight with a guy.
Really?
Yeah.
They're just like aggressive.
Why did you get in a fight?
So we were
a brief synopsis.
All right, volunteering with a female rights group as well as
females right.
As well as an orphanage. Mm-hmm. And at the orphanage, there was a teacher whose husband was the word you guys used last week, special needs.
Right, right.
And was very violent.
Thanks for reminding me.
And he was abusive, you know, and we were letting her know kind of like the legal things she could do and blah 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 at the school as well.
Right.
And one day he comes, you know, into the, you know, he just like barges into the classroom and
he
I'm
just
like
came hey. Over everybody.
He's
just, I'm sorry. That's disgusting.
All right, wait, this is a serious discussion.
I'm sorry. That was
good. Ahead.
And I'm like in the corner just like painting a wall because we're like building this orphanage that we're also teaching in.
Right.
And like I look over and I see him and his eyes are just, you know, huge. And he just sees, you know, the one, you know, Western woman in the room. Mm. So he's like, that's got to be her. And that was, you know, my girl.
Right.
And he just starts like beeline towards her. And I just like was like, oh, no. Like,
yeah.
So I just like, let's talk outside. He doesn't speak any English. I beat the shit out of him.
So they don't care. They just go for the Western women. They're just aggressive.
There's things that don't make it to like Western news. Like there's so many, like, you know, when we were there, you just read the headlines like, oh, this Western woman was raped and killed in this place. Right. And it's like that pops up on CNN and BBC, like, you know,
every once in a while, four months, it happens all the time.
But it happens a lot more often than you think.
That's what upsets me about the news and the media about how, like, if you say that, that's like racist or something like that. That's why I just wanted to hear it from you.
I'm telling everyone, go to India. It is an amazing place. I fucking love it. Go with protection.
Go with a group or
if you're a dude, you can absolutely. If you're a dude and you know how to travel, you'll be fine.
Evan, you should start like maybe tour with Evan to India, maybe, and then you know charge like maybe $3,000, $5,000.
You can make so much money because it's so goddamn cheap.
I gotta tell you though, that's low on my list of places to go though.
It's so cool. It's so fun. I love it. Yeah. I love that place. There was a time where I wanted to retire there.
Really? Retire in India.
But you would enjoy, but so the smell just goes away.
But it is absolutely a punch in the face. Like when they open that door you're still in that plane that took eight hours from London, you know, to land, and you're like, all right. You get used to it.
Like how we got used to Rachel's farts here on the show. You know,
but it's what was it? Allie. I hate naming names, but either way, you know who I'm talking about. No one knows who the fuck I'm talking about. She told me she went there, and it was the same thing. It was like it was awful in the sense that like she felt like no respect.
Mm. Yeah,
and that like things went haywire really fast, and she was only there for like maybe 48 hours, and she just wanted to get the fuck out of there.
Oh, wow.
She said she hated it so much, she didn't want to be there. Western women, and it's like they just don't get it, and that's why I find it funny on 90 Day Fiancé when they go over, they're like, "What's happening? Why is everyone so mean? Why is it like, be respectful." It's like it is, don't use the same shit that happens here.
It's different. Go ahead. Yeah.
Women are killed daily there.
Awful.
For like sleeping with a guy outside of marriage,
right.
or with someone from the wrong caste, or with someone from the wrong religion.
Yeah, it's bad.
No, and I worked with like a female rights group. It's really bad.
Like how many like the population is like crazy, right? Like,
if you're
is it the same as China? China's bigger. I don't know.
I've only been about 10 miles from the border of China, in northern Vietnam.
But India, the population's ridiculous. Right?
Yeah, it's huge. And like in Delhi.
It's like Los Angeles almost, right? I'm just kidding. That's so cute.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Do you think the homelessness is the same here? Do you think it's bad in LA?
How's the homelessness in India?
There's a caste system.
Do they have tents?
No, they don't even have tents. Look up on your phone right now. There's on the streets of Delhi. There's literally people just sleeping on the streets in rows right next to each other with nothing, no blankets, no tents with projectors like in Skid Row. You know what I mean? It is insane. And
no Wi-Fi.
Sometimes you see them, you're like, that one's dead.
So they're saying here on the internet here, 1.8 million homeless people are, is this correct? Wait, I just wrote it, India homeless population.
It's like India homeless.
Or just search on Google.
That's 1.8 million. They're saying, I don't know
it's if that's right. So much more than that.
You think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah,
because like what, America's like 600,000.
I have no idea.
I think 300,000 are out here.
I'm looking California. At the pictures now. Yeah, this is
it's bad. Just because of the weather.
This is bad, man.
Exactly. Yeah. And everyone ships them over here, and that's why we are
Do they have? Do they have Amazon there in India? Do you know?
This was back in like 2011.
This is before that.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. It sounds like a great place to go.
I can't wait. It is dirt cheap. Like,
How's the food?
Fucking awesome. It's amazing.
Great. Right? Oh, see, I would love that.
I went to the hospital like 3 times.
So. Oh, shit.
Yeah, why? Because of the stuff you ate?
Yeah.
You got used to it. Yeah.
What'd you eat that was so bad?
I don't know. Like,
you have to have everything.
No,
street food. Street food. You got to stay away from street food. That's the thing.
No, but you had to. Like, didn't you learn after a while, like, I just got to make stuff at home?
I've always been told.
I didn't know. So, like, in the place that I was. Like volunteering, like it was kind of like camp.
Yeah,
it was like dorms,
right?
And they would prefer, like they would, make the food for us there.
Yeah, so like they camp. Got. There's a possibility that they got.
Well, you're also adjusting possible. To stuff like spices and shit.
Plus, you're American, so maybe you got a target on your back. No,
They were all Americans that were like in the little.
Okay, that were yeah.
And there's like a. It was like. 8 rooms, like 2 people each. I feel so bad for my roommate at the time, Peter, because we were separated by sexes, and I was there with my girl at the time. So like, and our beds were this far apart, and every night we were banging next to this poor guy, that's Peter. Like, and he was the, like, he never said any. He did say sometimes. Say that he
his head. Peter was probably whacking off. Like, I fucking love this. I don't have internet here.
I'm a fat guy, so sweaty. She's like 4'11".
That was, that's college. Or like,
we were laying in bed. She was like, should I take a shower? I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, you stink.
You have to. Yeah, exactly.
She didn't say like, oh, maybe you should. She's like, yeah.
Yeah, please, right now, get the fuck in there.
They say to avoid the street food when you travel, like Mexico.
Nah, for me, I'm Mexican. Like my uncle literally has a street stand in Guadalajara.
Food is life. But for Latinos.
Some, but there's some. Like, but when you go to a different country, you gotta have like, I don't know. You gotta like suss it out a little bit.
No. Like Southeast Asia. Like so, when I was living,
I'm thinking of going to Thailand.
Fuck yeah, go. When do you want to go? You want to go?
I'm thinking of going in November, actually.
Ooh, I might fucking join you.
I'm thinking of just doing it. Like I've been wanting to do it, and I'm just like. Fuck it. I just got to do it.
Bloody come, motherfucker.
Do the ticket and just go, just go for 2-3 weeks, whatever.
It's so cheap there, too.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I got all these fucking points and shit I got to use, and I got to go. I just got to do it. And they say.
So much. And no, dude, the street, like, I used to spend like a month and a half for 10 years in Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
I never like had to go to the hospital in Southeast Asia. And I ate street food all the time.
I say, I mean, I think it depends. You have to.
I've also never had a solid shit in Southeast Asia. Oh, like you're gonna have diarrhea the whole time. You're gonna have diarrhea the whole time.
That happened to me in Germany for like the 3 days.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be the opposite. I thought it
was Germany. Yeah, that's right? A white country.
I know, but I ate some...
that's kind of the Uber way.
I ate some street food.
What did you have? Like schnitzel?
Yeah. The doner kebab.
Doner? Well, you know, that's not German, is it?
No, but I had that in Berlin. Turks. I had that in Berlin, and I was like, it was very good, but it also gave me the shits for like 3 days.
I think the only thing that gives me shits in fucking Germany is the beer.
I think it's, but it's also like just not even street food, just like, you know, different ingredients, different meats.
Yeah.
That you're not, it's not registered the same as, you know, here.
Yeah, but so I also think that maybe your stomach's a pussy.
I mean, I'm fine.
Because I feel like maybe we might be simpatico because I think Latinos, we just eat whatever we eat.
Mexico,
we don't wash
Mexico
our hands
City,
all the time.
No,
Mexico
never.
City. We don't, I've been to Purell. Like, I've been to Mexico City 3 times.
Yeah, but you grew up.
I grew up where?
You grew up like washing your hands all the time, making sure. Like, you, oh. You come on, you're from Jersey. You like your parents, your white family. Like, hey, fucking clean up after yourself. I'm just saying, we eat street food, elotes,
papusas.
Yeah, like, yeah, well, like
papusas or fucking
not papusas because. I make gun.
Well, whatever I do, I eat papusas all the time. What I'm saying is
we
that
can tell.
I will kill you. No, but I think that we don't like clean ourselves. Like if food falls on the floor.
No, you're absolutely right. 100%. Right. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just saying. Like, and I'm saying you grew up differently, Doug.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes,
I
grew up eating Italian food. Yes.
India is the exception. Like I'm like, you know,
right.
Latin America never promised that stuff. Southeast Asia, like I said, I'll have diarrhea, but it's just
diarrhea is life.
I think it's just adapting to a different, you know, the way things are cooked or the meats or whatever. Yeah, like
it's another, like let's put this, like because you've traveled all over the world, I've lived all over the world. India is a different universe.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
not
it seems
a different
like.
Country. Like. It's a different
what's,
planet.
What's the your favorite place you've been to? Can you pick one or two?
No, there's never one. Like I could do. I mean, top. Italy obviously is just there
because a lot of white people.
I lived there for so long. And
yeah, that was the longest. The
that's
longest
why.
Place
yeah.
Any mafia stuff? Nothing.
I might have.
Maybe used to smuggle
drugs from different European countries into Italy.
And wow. Now you've made. Okay. So when did you move back here? When were your European adventures
so
and worldwide adventures?
I moved back
over?
At like literally like 3 months before COVID.
Okay. So not too long. Yeah. 3 months.
And I left.
Oh, you moved
right
at a great time. I want to move
back
to
Los
Angeles.
And then you wish you could have stayed where you were probably once you got here. Yeah.
No, but Italy was a worse lockdown.
Italy was way worse.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, I don't know. Like, yeah, it wouldn't
have been
good.
And I got, and I literally had worked for like 3 months, which was the minimum to get that extra EDD money. Mm-hmm. So I literally timed it perfect to like just be unemployed and making so much money.
That's great.
Perfect.
Now, do you think you would go back and live that kind of life at some point? Or you
absolutely. I'm not dying in this country.
You're going to stay in LA for a while?
Well, I mean, I'll stay in LA. Yeah, no, I plan on staying in LA for at least another 10 years, especially because I have my nephews two hours away.
Right, that's great. Yeah.
But I'm not dying
you're
in this country.
You see yourself settling down in some other country.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. I'd like to get out of here at some point.
It's the best.
Maybe I'll retire in India.
Could you please stream your podcast from there? Because
can you do that?
I would love for you.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Why not, dude? Go ahead, dude. Please.
I don't know.
I
think I'm going to be living on the streets with these guys in blankets. That's what I think I'm going to be doing. I'm gonna
move to India. I want to record with you. You live there, and I want to see like your dating life. You're on
dating
Hinge.
Life.
Hinge.
He'll get married in 2 weeks.
Really?
100%.
So like a 12-year-old?
No.
Dude, wouldn't I have like 3 wives or something like that?
Indian women. In India, they don't let any of the hot ones leave. You think the hot ones are here?
No, they're there.
So many hot Indian
But don't they
women
have like
there.
3 wives? Or like
No. That's no, no.
Well, there you go, Doug, 90-day fiance. Find your girl.
I don't want to go. I don't want to retire. I'll go to like Thailand or something. I'm gonna do that. But India, I don't know about.
You're gonna be with the
Thailand
the
is
lady boys.
Thailand is an easier for a Westerner. It's definitely an
Rob
easier.
Rob is adamant about me going on 90-day fiance. That's not gonna happen, dude. I'm not going to be on that show.
Why not? What is it? What is
why do you
it?
Want like, me to be on it? Like, so you and Jill can make fun of me while
I'm on it? Yeah, I know, but it would be great for the podcast. Oh my God, dude. We would blow up. This podcast would blow up. You know how much money we would be
making?
That's
what I need to do is go on a reality show and make an ass out of myself, right?
For this podcast. Not an ass, but just be yourself.
A 90 Day Fiancé? Aren't the people on there like crazy?
Yeah, I mean, I hope you meet the right girl.
No, you don't, because you want to be a dumpster fire. So it ends up, the podcast ends up people being like, look at this asshole. He fucking married a man.
This isn't my
podcast.
This is your podcast. And I want this podcast part of it. Success. Yeah, but I want this podcast to be a success.
But you're willing to sacrifice me to
Of course. Okay, all right, for the sake of the podcast.
For
the podcast.
Art.
Yeah, I know.
For art. Thank you very much.
For your art.
Maybe I'll move to Idaho and make meatballs. Stream
Idaho, Arizona. That's where you're talking about.
I'll go to Idaho.
Same thing, just cold white.
Hear that, Rachel? Rachel, we're talking about meatballs again. Yeah. I hope you're listening.
Rachel doesn't listen to the show unless she's on it.
Exactly. So
I'm not really worried about her hearing this, to be honest. Unless we release these clips. I'm like, what'd you think about that episode that I interviewed the, you know, and she's like, oh, I didn't listen.
I wasn't on it. I couldn't see myself.
I was busy making a meatloaf for my husband.
She'll probably will listen to this, and then we'll get to shit.
Meatloaf.
All right. Well, Evan is a world traveler, as always. It's very interesting. I remember when you did the Basshole Live show, you had a really good asshole story.
Yeah, can we tell a different
one? You want to tell that one? All right.
Because I don't want the people to hear me.
No, yeah, whatever you're comfortable with. I don't remember. I don't remember everything, but I remember it was good. You almost won the whole night. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
I mean, I didn't get a hobo arrested, so I'm not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're not a horrible person like Isabella. Yeah. all right. So, what is a basshole story you'd like to share on the podcast where people other than the lab are listening?
Yeah, exactly.
The improv, everyone. It's a side room.
I do love that everyone, when they finally come on the show, they change their asshole story sometimes. They're like, now that we're being recorded. And
100%.
I get it.
Because mine involved theft from a company. Right, exactly.
All right.
The Statue of Limitations has passed or no?
Yeah, no, but it's...
Yeah, he doesn't want
to get you.
It's Italy, dude. You know what I mean?
Clips, oh, yeah.
These clips can get back to the people in India.
Exactly.
I don't want like visas out for his arrest or warrants, whatever. All right, so what do you want to share? A story at the time that you were an asshole that is not illegal.
All right. I just moved back to the States, and COVID had happened. And I was in lockdown in Boston, and I met a girl. And I knew it wasn't going to last, but she was very adamant. You know, I'd be like, I'm hungover. Like, don't come over today. She's like, what if I bring you French fries and suck your dick? And I'm like, well,
That's what
Postmates
should be. She's great at negotiating. Yeah, I'll tell you that much right now.
That's what Postmates should be.
Postmates. Yeah.
Would you like to add a blowjob to the audience?
A hand job? Oh my God. Oh my God. That would change everything. But go ahead.
I was like, no, I'm hungover. She's like, you don't have to do anything. I'll just come over, bring you your favorite food, and suck your dick.
Was she attractive?
Yeah. She was tall though. Yeah. Like I'm tall though too, so it didn't really matter.
She was taller than you?
No, but she was probably like 6'1".
But okay, hold
that's
on.
That's great.
I just gotta like reverse.
Rob has a problem.
She had
great,
like,
no, I don't have a problem. I'm just saying like if she's attractive, then what's the problem?
He's
was sick. She annoying?
He's hungover, right?
Just in general, I knew I was like I don't like you that much.
Right.
Okay. So you were just like love bombing her.
But no, she was love bombing me, and I was never like yo, I'm into the. Anyway.
But you didn't even want the blowjob at this point.
Well, I did. I took the blowjob.
Okay, you took it. Yeah. If it's offered, you might as well.
Yeah, I'm going to take it. Yeah, okay, come on.
It's only polite. It's
on the table.
It's polite. Yeah. It's rude to not.
You're a gentleman.
If you're offering, I'll take it.
All right, let's get back to the story.
And
all
then, it's kind of multiple things I was assholes to her about. Mm-hmm. I told her I didn't have social media.
Mm-hmm.
So you did.
Yeah, of course. I'm a stand-up comic.
Like what I'm saying is like, how did she didn't look you up?
Well, that's what I mean.
How dumb is she? How old is she?
She was 27.
And how old are you?
This was 4 years ago now. So yeah. I was 31.
31. Yeah. So I mean, all right, no, so but anyone can find anyone on social media now. Or
she was very nice girl.
But she had your phone number, so like when you have someone's phone number, you can like find them on social media. Like they'll say like. you might want to request this person.
You could be like, well, that's not me.
That's not me. There's also like
that's my, some other big and hairy.
There's a
big and hairy show. What?
I didn't have the big and hairy show then. And there's actually a million Evan Sanfords. Like, my name is so fucking
right.
Common.
I was looking you up and trying to do some research, and I couldn't find much.
Yeah, there's a million of us.
Right, right.
I also don't know why I did this, but I lied. I was like, yo, I got a job at SpaceX, so I got to get the fuck out of Boston. I'm moving to LA. In the HR. I don't know why I lied. I was just like,
HR.
Yeah. I was like, I got
to
go.
I got some cryptocurrency going now. I got to move to, like, Dogecoin. Is that happening?
So you're just lying to this girl. That's not to get out of this situation.
But I also was, like, pretty upfront with her at the beginning, being like, yo, this is just fun. We're just having fun here. But she was very much.
Oh, girls don't hear that.
Yeah.
Guys don't hear that too sometimes.
And then, so I moved out to LA. Mm-hmm. And she was always hitting me up, calling me, and I would, like, half time never answer. And then one time I was drunk.
Right.
Answered it, you know.
Oh, no.
And she was like, I want to come to LA. I'm like, fucking do it.
Yeah.
Don't remember. Next morning,
I'm going to bring fries and I'm going to suck your dick. And you're like, all right.
She's at the airport.
Yeah. And my roommate was on a Zoom meeting at the time. And I didn't know I yelled this much. Like, let me see them titties. And he, like, that was on his, like, he's like, I'm sorry. My roommate's a comedian. He's rehearsing one of his acts.
Oh, yeah. That old bit.
Yeah.
Let me come on your face. Yeah. It's just a joke in the back over there.
Yeah, exactly.
So she bought a ticket.
So she buys a ticket.
I don't remember. So the next morning, she's like showing me the ticket. I'm like, oh, fuck.
So she's coming.
So she comes out to LA. And
you start coming.
Yeah.
She's not here yet.
No, I'm just saying.
He's jerking off in anticipation.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. Maybe he's like practicing before she shows up.
We also broke my bed.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So you're getting ready for her arrival. Do you go pick her up when she lands?
Yeah, of course I go pick her up. Yeah. And then, so we're like, we're in my living room. My roommate says, you're like, oh, did you see so-and-so on Instagram with their post? And I was like,
you're like, what's Instagram?
No, I didn't. I forgot I had told her
so
this.
You
got to, like,
keep track of the lies at this point.
Because this was, like, you know, 8 months before I had
getting
told
caught
her
in a lie web.
Yeah. And so she's like, you have social media? And I was like, but, like, I don't use
it. I just
it.
Signed
like,
up.
Ask.
I just,
like,
signed up yesterday.
Then she looks at your profile last post, like, going to LAX to pick up this bitch.
Yeah.
3,000 friends. Oh, you just got all these. Yeah.
And then the last night she's there.
So that was the first argument?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then,
like, she said,
how,
like,
long is she here for now?
She's, like, there for 5 days, something like that. And then, like,
that was the first day.
That was, like, she got there the night before party.
Did you guys argue every day about that or no?
No, that's the thing.
She let it go.
How well do you know her again?
Wait, she sounds like an awesome girl. What the hell was your problem?
But how
I'm an idiot.
How well do you know her at this point?
Like,
how long were you dating or
we were, like,
hooking up or whatever?
We were, like, seeing each other, like, every other day for probably 2 months in
Boston.
2 months.
Before
I left.
Isn't it different that when someone comes and visits you like this, right, and they're like, they're stuck, like, from out of state or out of the country, whatever. Like,
she's attractive.
Yeah, but, like, when they come and visit finally, right? Like, she's from where, you know, now she's here for 5 days. She has nowhere else to go. So she's staying in your room and, like, she's just there. And, like this is a long 5 days sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Like, the sex is great, like, day one, and then it's like, all right, like, I got
shit
to do.
He broke his bed.
I know. Now the bed's broken.
That's
she's
good
stuck there.
Sex.
She's stuck there for another 3 days.
Yeah.
You want to get rid of her at some point, right?
Yes, okay. And this is where I'm another asshole part. So the last day last night she's there.
Are you guys friends on social media?
Let him finish. Let's hear this.
No. A year later, she messaged me and went to my general on Instagram because I was stuck in Chicago and she had moved to Chicago. She's like, I'm in Chicago. I'll come pick you
she's
up.
She's following
suck
you around.
I'm like,
she's following
no.
you around.
I got a flight
she's
to LA.
She's the greatest ride service ever, but go ahead.
And so like, I basically tell her, like, hey, this was this is the last night. She's literally, like, in lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, sitting her down, like, hey, this was great, but this is over. Like, you know, you leave tomorrow.
Right, it's been
we're
fun.
not we're not doing a long distance thing.
Were you in shape at this point? Or
no, I'm just
still the same guy. Okay. Just curious. I'm just
in shape. She loves him for him.
I am painting the picture. That's all.
It's such a. I feel so bad for everyone that thinks you have to be in shape to get hot chicks. It's just you really don't.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm just painting the picture.
No. I'm this fat.
I'm this fat. So I get it, dude. I get it.
And so I'm just kind of like, it's like she didn't even hear what I said. Mm. She's like, oh, so my cousins live here. Like, they have an extra room. There's maybe I can move out.
There's some of those girls that just are like.
And I'm like, did you just not hear what I just said, right?
She's like, oh, we're getting married soon. Yeah. Like, she has no, she's like, oh, that's funny, Evan. Anyway, so like, when we do this tomorrow, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
so then the day that she was leaving, I think it was Super Bowl Sunday.
Mm.
And so there was a big party with my friends.
God, why would she leave that day? That's horrible.
She didn't care about football, yeah. And so, like, I made up a lie. And I was like, yo, my brother is sick and I have to go babysit the kids. Like, you got to fuck off, like, 8 hours early. You got to go hang out with your cousins.
This lie. And then this web of lies that you have created.
And then you posted it on Instagram.
Like, party.
Oh no!
Now, all right. So that's
a lot of asshole.
That's a lot of asshole to get rid of this girl. Yeah. Like, now, why do we lie so much? Like to this girl. Like, why? I mean, we've all done it. But
I've been there.
But like, why do we lie so much that it gets caught up in this web of lies that you're forgetting? Like, you know, the Instagram. You're forgetting the minor details.
I think it's because I don't care. I didn't care. You don't about care. Her. I didn't care about her. That's what I'm saying. We're just having fun. This isn't like we're not like.
Right.
Dating.
But would you have it in you like now maybe more to just be like, dude, like we're fucking, like you're hot, like I come for a day or two and then I we gotta get out of here.
Well, like, that's kind of that is how I was the being with her in Boston. Right.
But like no lies at all. Like, those people that don't lie at all.
When she bought the ticket to come to LA, I was blackout drunk. Like, I do not remember agreeing to this.
Right.
But from what my roommate says, we were FaceTiming and she was naked. So like, and I was blackout drunk. So of course I said yes.
But how would he know that she was naked?
He was in the corner watching it jerking off.
I don't know.
Exactly. Like, what is happening here?
Listen,
my roommate was in the back. He's like whacking off. He's like, yeah, tell her to come. It's
going to something. I don't know. I was blackout drunk. I don't know. I just know what he told me.
The roommate was trying to get in before. No.
That's pretty big asshole.
That's pretty big asshole.
That's an asshole. You know what?
I mean,
I think every male is.
But here's the thing: I will give Evan props for discussing an asshole story where he was an asshole to a woman, because there's been a lot of people that are like, I have asshole stories where I'm an asshole to a woman. I really don't want to talk about it because it paints them in a light that's not the greatest. Obviously,
no, I'm a piece of shit. I know it.
You're not. But we've all had those moments, I think, with dating someone, or you end up hooking up with someone and you do something like that. Like, it's part of growing up. It's part of going through the whole thing, you know? And like, but there's people that like have a lot of those things.
Listen,
that won't come on here and talk about it.
Happened before. Like, I mean, I've been with a girl where she was annoying or whatever. We slept together, drunk, same thing. Shouldn't have hooked up with her. Sleep with her, and the next day I wake up and I pretend like I have to go to work, so I like literally go take a shower. I put on my whole entire suit like I'm going
so
to
much work.
Exactly.
I don't even have a job at this point.
Exactly. I didn't have a job.
Breakfast by himself.
I drive her to her car. I'm like, all right, you gotta go, and then I see her car leave, and then I pull back into my place, take off my suit, and all right, I'm gonna go to sleep now. But it's like every girl's done this.
100%. I know girls have done it to me.
Yeah, exactly.
I've done that too. Like with my dog business, I've been like, oh, I got to go pick up this dog and take these dogs out. And, you know, and then like, I don't have dogs until like 11, but I'm like, oh, it's 8 o'clock. I have a client in a half hour.
Yeah, exactly. You just want them to get the fuck out. There's no way to explain to them.
I've had girls be like, I'm so like, they've passed out or slept over or whatever. They're like, and they get up at like 6 and they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I stayed here. I'm so sorry. So sorry. You know, like, and like, they're all apologetic.
And those are the girls that you like.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, it's fine. You crash whenever you want.
No, seriously, because they've been scarred from other guys. Right. Done
and I'm like,
oh,
no, you're hot.
Please,
please sleep until 11 and fuck me again. Yeah,
your girl was hot, but you didn't want her to stay.
I didn't.
Sometimes there's something about them.
Yeah,
so
there's just no
annoying.
Like actual spark, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. There's a spark for a couple nights, and then that's it, you know?
Yeah.
Occasionally, yeah.
That's an asshole story. That's most guys. I'm glad you, like, are able to admit it, though, because we've had guys on here.
that you know they have stories like that.
Yeah, like Vinny Fastline, which I'll just call out again. Vinny Fastline. No, but like he's been with so many girls at the same time. Wow. You know, whatever. He talks about like, oh, I have no problems. Like I've never been an asshole. Like he showed up on the show. It's like, you know the name of the show. It's called The Fucking Asshole.
I don't think he did. I think he just showed up.
No, he knew. He talked to me afterwards about it. He's like, yeah. He's like, how's the show going? I'm like, yeah, we haven't recorded for a while, but still, like.
He's a serious relationship now.
And he's very happy.
He's
and
a very nice
him.
Guy. But yes, I mean, you know, whatever. There have been other people that, you know, there's been people that I've asked to do the live show. And
he's not listening, by the way.
No, I know. But there's been people, but that clip might go out. I don't know.
They're bullshit.
I'm going to make sure it goes out. Yeah. Just what you said.
We're calling you out, Vinny Fastline.
Come back on the show and.
Tell the fucking asshole story.
Tell the truth. I want the truth.
You want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Oh, man.
I also left her on red. She found me on social media.
I didn't follow her back.
And then a year later, I was traveling through Chicago. I was flying from Warsaw to Chicago, Chicago to L.A.
And she bought you fries and sucked your dick.
No, well, like, she, like, messaged me. She's like, I live in Chicago now. Like, I can come to the airport and pick you up and stuff like that. I'm like,
this girl does not sound attractive.
I did not.
What is her name? I got to follow her.
I am not saying her name. I'm not that big of an asshole.
She does not sound attractive. If she, everywhere you go, like, oh, I live here now. I'll suck your dick.
She was attractive, but she was, like, a nerd. You know what I mean?
That's hot.
Like, it was hot.
You guys
can
talk about your degrees that you have. You know,
she was an architect.
And you can draw a fake house that we won't live in together.
Damn it. I feel bad.
That's a good asshole.
I left her on red. Like, she was like offering to come to Chicago to O'Hare, and I just like read it and just didn't reply.
Yeah, that's tough.
You know what? You lose touch with people over there.
I'm just trying to give her the hint, like, stop.
She's probably married
me.
By now. All right, that's a good story. That's a good asshole move. Yeah, I like that. Well, you've redeemed yourself by
redeemed. You have to redeem himself.
By telling it on the show, he's redeemed himself. He's still an asshole. But
I hope he's listening. Hey, I listen to your podcast.
This is like
I just want to come down.
You know what?
That's why this was.
Are you single now or no?
Yeah, I'm single right now.
No, you've redeemed yourself. Coming on here is I'm like a priest. You know what I mean? It's like you come in here,
confession,
and I go home and say a couple Hail Marys. And
I'm an asshole.
You know,
say I'm an asshole 20 times.
Get the rosary out, and yeah, exactly. You'd say you're an asshole in the mirror.
Say it every morning.
It's church. This is church. This is the new church.
I'm starting a new religion.
That's what it's going to be, the new Scientology.
The new Scientology.
Asshole. Bassholeness or whatever.
It's the alien spirits.
A great title.
It's the alien spirits that are making you
Bassholeness.
Be an asshole.
Bassholeology.
No, Bassholenix.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. Baptist Bassel.
Okay.
All right. Well, the Academy Awards were last night.
We're going in the news right now?
Well, I mean, what else do you want to do? You want to say something?
No, nothing.
I thought that was a great asshole.
I thought you'd do like, hey, we're going into news now or whatever. Because you didn't watch the Oscars.
I just did. I just said the Academy Awards were last night. Okay. That's the news.
All right.
I forgot I had this. Look.
Yes.
I forgot I had this logo.
Basshole News. Thank you very much. Good segue right there.
Well, I don't have a director, so.
I think he's auditioning for the part right now.
Yeah, you are. Rob, were you an asshole this past week, by the way?
Oh, my God. This question.
You're the one who said that we wanted to do this, Mark.
I did, but like you got to like let me know. That's why I called you earlier. Are we going to talk about anything else?
Hey,
like,
you got to be honest.
I got to be honest?
This is improv. Yes and me. Come on, give it to
asshole,
me.
I would say driving in L.A. makes you an asshole. That's it. So, yes, it's happened, but I can't like give you a specific reason. I honk at somebody a lot because they're not turning on a fucking, you know, red fucking light. It's like making a right. So, like, yeah, that's me
being an asshole. That's letting them know. What the fuck,
yeah,
dude?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, but then people get mad. Like,
are you more of an asshole driver when you're driving, when you're working or whatever? No.
No, I'm not allowed to be. I have to temp it down. But, like, sometimes I honk and then, like, the person in the back will be like, yeah, that person deserved it. Yeah, like it's like, yeah, what a fucking idiot, whatever.
Yeah.
See, but that's why we're probably gonna have to cut this part out. Cut it out.
it's don't fuck with my money.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is not funny.
All right. Then let's go to the news. Okay. The news. Let's do this again. Basshole news. There we go. All right. So the Academy Awards were last night. I know I watched them. I know Evan did not watch them. Rob, did you watch some of them or no?
I watched the monologue and I watched the highlights.
The highlights. Yeah. I mean, that's what we'll cover here. I mean, I guess one of the funniest moments was when John Cena came out naked.
So that's all.
In the middle of introducing Elizabeth Taylor,
no.
When a nude man, a
cut
streaker,
yeah.
ran across the stage. Can you imagine if a nude man ran across the stage today? I said, can you imagine if a nude man ran across the stage today?
Didn't
it's
I do
supposed
this
to be
thing?
Funny.
The male body is not a joke.
Mine is.
No. It's not.
You wrestle naked. Why not?
Kimmel's delivery
dude, I don't
was
wrestle naked. I wrestle in jorts.
Jorts are worse than naked.
All right, anyway.
Okay, listen. I think he did a great job. And this whole
anyway,
like,
he comes out and he delivers the award like this.
Does he show his.
No.
It's ABC.
I like these costumes are very important.
The nominees for best costume design are.
That scene was hilarious, and yes. It was very much epic. And I think that even though I do not like John Cena because it's just he's oversaturated to the point where like he's everywhere, and he's got a movie out right now, whatever. But it's like
that's it his movie.
Stanicky with Andrew Santino and
Jeff Ross.
Yeah, exactly. And I heard it's good. I'm looking forward to watching it. And I think he's funny, like the Vacationers or what was that movie like during COVID?
Let's talk about the Oscars. I don't give a shit about his career.
No, but okay.
So then why do you hate him? You're talking so much about
no,
how
but I'm
I
just
like
saying,
him.
No, he's just too much. He's like everywhere, like in every commercial, everything. But this scene right
this
here,
was
like
funny.
For the Oscars, was very it was hilarious.
Apparently, there was a lot of controversy. People saying like, I can't believe they did that. My kids were watching the Oscars.
Why are
a
your
nude
kids-
man like. I'm like, well, he wasn't naked. He was covered, you
what
know.
The fuck are
apparently,
you like,
they went through a lot of like, you
fuck
know,
your kids.
They went yeah, through a lot of. They had to go over everything with ABC and like, this is what we're gonna do. What can we do? What can't we do? You know, it was all planned out. Obviously, you know, he was wearing a thong apparently underneath it.
Of course he was.
The thing was velcroed to his stomach or whatever.
So what are people saying? They didn't see dick.
There's that.
No, they're just saying all the implied.
My kids are
the
watching.
Implied nudity. My kids are offended.
Which is the why stupidest are you teaching, thing. Why are you teaching your kids that nudity is bad?
But yeah, exactly. And why are they watching the Oscars?
Yeah, why are
all
they,
those jokes are going over there?
Yeah.
And why are you forcing your kids to watch the Oscars? Your kids are not fucking watching the Oscars.
They don't
when
care.
I was 12 years old, I was not watching the Oscars. Even when I was 16, it's like, why would I watch this? I just saw the highlights, and you would watch that. But like, why would John Cena doing that is not a big deal, and people like blew it out of proportion.
It was funny. It was one of the funnier moments.
You know, there's tits on TV in Europe and dick.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, yeah. That any kid can see.
And QAnon and a bunch of like conspiracy theorists were saying like that was their way to humiliate him to like get him like part of the cabal. Like, I don't know if you like.
Jesus.
Yeah, but that's what they believe. It's insane to me. Like,
oh my god!
This was just a bit, people.
It was just a bit, and it was funny.
It was great.
Right, yeah, it was funny. Fuck them.
Another highlight of the night was Ryan Gosling singing the Ken song from the movie Barbie. Here we go.
I'm no dreamer.
I guess this was an homage to Marilyn Monroe in a way.
I'm just kidding. Anywhere else I
can take. No one under 30 knows who that is. No one knows who that guy is. I can't even think of his name off the top of my head.
I'm just kidding. Where I see love, she sees a friend. What will it take for her to see the man behind the tent?
All right. Anyway, that was one of the highlights of the show, I guess. It did not win Best Song, unfortunately. People were upset, I guess. I don't know.
Best song against that one song? Like
Billie Eilish,
song?
Billie
like,
Eilish one. Barbie
one. What
was
I made for? Yeah, I was like, yeah. Dude, that shit was, yeah.
That was a good song.
But, that's a great song. Yeah. I feel like crying when I watch, when I hear that song. Yeah.
You want me to play it for you?
We can't don't play it. I'm going to cry. I don't want to do that.
I guess another thing, Emma Stone won Best Actress for the second time.
I love this shit.
For the second time, she won Best Actress.
Oh, she's got it twice?
This is her second Oscar. She won for the first time for La La Land. And then she won last night. Actress Lily Gladstone was also nominated for Best Actress, who did not win. If she had won, it would have made Oscar history as the first Native American actress to win an Oscar.
All of this is bullshit, and the fact that, like,
people,
even when
people
even,
are upset that Emma Stone won instead of Lily Gladstone,
even when Marlon Brando won and like he didn't accept his award for The Godfather, and then he had some like American Indian. Yep. American Indian, yes. Which ended
she
up
came
not
out
being
and said that we cannot accept this.
No, but she was also just not Indian.
She was like, yeah, exactly.
She came out there like looking like Pocahontas, it was like, dude, like, this is all fake as well.
Right.
And what happened yesterday too with Lily Gladstone is like, she played one note. If you've watched the movie, she played sad and depressed.
That's what
it
I
wasn't
heard. That's
anything
what I heard.
Else.
I did not see that movie, but I did see Poor Things with Emma Stone.
She gets poisoned. She gets this right. and that. Like
it's one
like,
note. It's like, you know.
She's just sick the entire time.
I hear she's
time.
Great, but it's like Emma Stone and
she
Poor
was
Things
great.
Was deserved the Oscar from what I saw. I don't think she deserved it for La La Land.
Just
but she,
from watching the previews of Poor Things with Emma Stone, like you can tell she was in different like modes. It wasn't just like one right. note.
And apparently, Lily Gladstone was going to quit acting and take some like regular job like right before she got this movie or something.
Oh yeah. Shit!
Right? So it's like now you're not.
That's the story of everyone. Like same thing right. with
Pesci. But she won.
Pesci also like he was about to quit acting too.
But
and then Raging
did,
Bull came.
But
along.
She did win a Golden Globe, I believe, and some other award for this for the movie.
Yeah, she did.
So
exactly.
It's like that's amazing, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
But people are up in arms.
They're
they
up in arms. They're saying, "Oh, of course,
racist.
They're saying
Oscar's
it's racist.
Too white.
Oscar's too white." I thought they were. I thought the
people
versus...
are gonna love this. Three white dudes. Talking.
We're not.
No, I'm the only one.
I'm
the only.
I'm Latino.
I'm the only white guy on the show. I make sure this show is diverse. See, I'm the only white guy on it. The Oscars might be too diverse now.
Yeah, I think that.
They didn't gradually go into the diversity, though. Do you know what I mean? When it was like Oscars too white, and then all of a sudden.
Oh, I know.
And then,
I
the following
that.
Year, it was like very diverse.
Yeah, it was right? too much.
There was no gradual grade into it. Yeah, it was like, okay, we'll fix that. And then it was like.
It's like, we're just fucking going the opposite way. We're not going to even lean in on it. We're just going to
yeah,
go
exactly.
fucking hardcore.
Exactly. No transition. Yeah.
I do like what Kimmel said.
Oh yeah, Kimmel. What were you gonna say? Go ahead.
The fact that like Kimmel read Trump's tweet or X or whatever.
Here, I'm gonna play the clip. Kimmel read a live tweet or X or whatever from President Trump.
Call it tweet. Fuck Elon.
X. Yeah,
X.
Here we go.
Has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent, George Sloppenopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous. Blah, blah, blah. Make America great again.
But I like his response. It's like, isn't it past your jail
time?
Yeah,
like, I thought that was part of it, but I guess not. yeah, that was funny.
I found it funny because I'm like looking through like my news feed and it's like Tim Pool like says, do you guys know who Tim Pool is?
No, I don't know who that is.
Very right conservative, like Trump person. Mm. He's all Kimmel triggered by Trump's like whatever. It's like, was Kimmel triggered or wasn't fucking Trump triggered?
Yeah,
like,
he's the fact one that's live tweeting.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They didn't mention Trump at all during the monologue. And all of a sudden, Trump is in there like talking shit. It's like,
right.
Who's triggered here? Like, it doesn't make sense. And what I'll go into too is like the fact that people like say, like, I don't know, if you like Trump, fine, I don't care. But like,
I don't
people,
like him.
I was gonna say, like, are you trying to say political pundits make sense? Like, what?
Rob is our political correspondent on the show.
No, but like people like say, no matter what, like if you disagree with him, you have like Trump derangement syndrome, right? Like TDS. Have you ever
really?
Heard that?
That's no. a disease?
Yeah, it's a, oh, like, okay. no, that's what they
no,
say.
It's,
like,
no, media, it's not. It's not.
Is there a cure for it?
No, but people like constantly talk shit. And that's what, like, if I talk to somebody that is a Trump supporter or whatever, like, you have Trump derangement syndrome, whatever. But what about you have Trump Stockholm syndrome? Like the fact that you don't even care about what he says or what he does, no matter what, you're blindfully like just following this
Rob
person.
Is hoping
well,
that...
they are the religious right.
They are. So yeah. kind of that's where it's
blindly
at right now.
Following things is kind of it's kind of their wheelhouse.
Rob you is hoping I mean? That Trump wins God again, said. So he can do his impression of Trump in Spanish.
Yeah, but it kills, and that's the only reason why I wanted to win.
Our country
well,
may
know,
go
Latinos
to shit.
Are more conservative than people realize.
Our country might go to shit.
There are more Trump like Latino Trump supporters now than
once,
ever before.
Rob's throwing
once,
shit around
once,
the studio.
Once
now
a Latino
pissed.
Gets their papers, they immediately want to shut the border.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as,
yeah.
as, soon as
my mom
a Mexican,
wants to shut the border. Yeah,
as soon as a Mexican gets their papers, they're like, no mas.
I say,
no
more, open it
familia,
up.
No.
Open it up. Let's go. Let's
we got to close this shit up.
Yeah. As soon as they get their status, they're like,
Cerralo.
Yeah,
no mas.
No mas, güey.
No mas.
Estamos ya no, güey.
No mas.
Yeah, estamos ya no.
One of the Best Picture Award, Al Pacino was the one who presented it. And
bullshit.
I guess
this is bullshit. I read about
there was
this.
Major,
I read about this
there was
too.
Major confusion when he read the best picture winner. One, he didn't
best
he
did, picture.
One, he didn't announce all the 10 films.
Right.
Because they told him not to.
They did tell him not to. There was a clarification on that. They showed clips from it throughout the night, which was fine, but I do think that they should have recapped because like by the time this came out I forgot
honest,
all
10 is too many.
10
they
is too many.
They just need to also
wait, first of all, have they always
No, they
added 10
a couple
like
years ago. They added two or three
7
more
7 years ago. They
it used
no.
to be 7, I think, right?
No, it used to be 5.
5.
4.
It was 4
Pick
before.
4. No, what I'm saying is 10 is too many.
I know. But now they
four.
Now they always nominate like a fucking, you know, a blockbuster or whatever.
When
like,
Batman the
oh, like fucking Age of Ultron.
Like Barbie was nominated, I think. Like that wouldn't have been nominated when it was like 6.
No, but like the Batman movie, like I think it wasn't nominated that one year, like it should have been nominated and then like
right.
that's when they started like expanding it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Oppenheimer won Best Picture and took home the most awards, but this was Al Pacino announcing
Hoo-ah!
What the hell is it? It's not working.
The award for Best Picture. And I have to go to the envelope for that. And I will. Here it comes. And my eyes see Oppenheimer.
I mean, one, I couldn't understand what he's like.
Maz,
it sounded like he was like,
from a comedic point of view. I love it.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Like that, he gave no
I mean,
fucks.
I did not understand it at first what he said. Like when my eyes, yeah, and I didn't know what he said. But like then when I watched it the second time, I'm like, oh, okay, you know.
Hey, the guy's in his 80s, and like right before he went up on stage, someone like went up to him and said, "Hey, exactly." He's like, "Hoo-ah!" When he comes.
But there's always some disaster with this. The whoever announces the best pitch, whoever presents it, it's like. One year they read the wrong thing. They always have someone old doing it. They need to audition the guy to do it. Like I know he's a great actor, but I don't think he did a good job.
He did nothing wrong there. They, oh,
he's too
they
old.
Just
too old, man.
I loved it. I'm not gonna lie. I was a fan of it.
I'm fine.
I loved the whole. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I'm fucking Al Pacino.
And they told him.
It's fine,
what
but there's always a fuck up for the last award.
They told
like.
Him before he went up on stage. Hey, like listen, you're just gonna announce.
I see Oppenheimer.
Yeah, he should have went up there. Ah, cause she's got a. Great ass!
Are him and De Niro the same age? Do we know this?
They're like a couple years apart.
Man, Al should stay home.
Their kids are not.
I think Al should stay home from
their
now
kids
on.
Are not a couple years
that's
apart.
That's true. And their
no,
their
kids are the same age.
Yeah,
they both had
you know,
kids
you know,
in the last
you know
years.
When like Jack Nicholson just started like not showing up in public anymore. Like I think Al is around that time now. I think it's time to call it in.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
I disagree. I loved it. I loved his nonchalant. I don't give a fuck. My icy hammer.
Dunk.
Who the fuck cares?
The
he was all right.
The Dunkachino. Remember that?
Dunkachino. Yeah, Dunkachino.
All right. Well, what else? Is there any other thing you want to talk about? I don't know. Evan, when is your next show coming up? What do you have going on?
Let's see. Next Friday, got the Ice House with Jiayang Summers.
Oh yeah. So you've been opening for her also,
yeah.
Right?
That's Yeah. I got to go to Boston and Vegas in December. I'm going to Vegas again next month. We're doing Wise Guys. I got to do Caroline's before it fucking closed, which is really cool.
That's
because
great.
Of her. Yeah. And then Big and Harry is March 22nd, the next one.
March 22nd.
9:30 at the Hollywood Comedy, a.k.a. THC.
There you go. Well, check out Evan at his shows, the Big and Harry show at the Hollywood Comedy. And he'll be opening for Jiayang Summers all over the place. Rob, what do you got going on?
I got nothing.
Okay, great.
The 22nd improv lab.
Not too late.
That's about it. 9:45. If you guys show up, is anyone even listening? Who really cares? Come on.
No one listens to this part because
we don't have a hot girl anymore. That's the problem.
I can show my tits. Yeah. I got good ones.
Yes, we're gonna be auditioning.
Hot
girl. I think you just post it on Facebook or Instagram. Like, say, like, who wants to be like a
camera.
Co-host?
Come over to my apartment studio.
No, not even do that. Come on, like, just be like, hey, we're audition you, whatever.
I know. I have an ad I was gonna put out. I don't know. We'll see what happens. We're in a little transition flux here at the show, but
Rachel, we would love for you to be on it, but you're busy, you know, you got stuff to do when you're not working.
Yeah, like making dinner.
Jesus, I hope she listens to this. All right, you guys, this has been great. Basshole is going to be in Alaska the first week of April, April 6th. We will be at the Before You Die Comedy Festival in Anchorage, Alaska. Tickets are on sale now. We'll also be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, May 6th.
There's nothing at the Improv?
April 14th, we're going to do Basshole Comedy. We're not doing it.
Thank you. I need my dates.
Yeah.
Not that. I'm just saying, like, you should be promoting your dates.
Yeah, you should.
I am.
You should.
I'm promoting a show.
I'm promoting.
You're definitely the director.
I'm promoting those.
Hey, and I know I'm drinking.
I got a lot of multitasking. Rob just shows up and is there.
I just love the fact that
there's the news thing to put on. Yeah. Promote your show.
There's a lot of buttons to press here. I always tell Rob, why don't you
come? Thank you, Evan. I appreciate you understanding.
I always tell Rob, why don't you come back here and fucking? This is the live switching directing.
Well, I'll do it next time.
No, you won't.
Let's do it.
All right. I'm not going to tell you how to do anything. You just said
no. Oh, my God. You have to tell me how to do it.
No. You watch some YouTube videos and tutorials, and you come in here, cocksure, and do it.
Cocksure. You put some notes on there.
I'll leave you one note. Here's the power button. Go ahead.
Jeez.
No, April 14th, we're going to do Basshole Comedy. We're not doing the regular format, though. We're going to just do a regular stand-up show. That'll be at the Improv Lab. And that's it. I don't know. All right. We will be back next week. Guys, don't forget to subscribe to all the channels. And remember, don't be a basshole. But if you are, laugh about it. Ciao.
You've been listening to I'm a Basshole with Doug Bass. Follow us on Instagram at Basshole Show. Think you deserve to be on the show? Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com and visit our website at www.bassholeshow.com and get the latest information. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast fix, and don't miss the full videos on YouTube. Remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. We'll see you next time.